Come join your voice with the heavens throng. Send out the message that goes on and on.
Noel, born is the King of Israel.
A Savior has come, Emmanuel. Tidings of joy to the earth, go and tell.
Noel, born is the King of Israel.
Go tell it on the mountains. Sing now of Christmas. Say to the world, the Lord is come.
Noel, Lord is the King of Israel.
Oh, what a story we have to share with the world. What a message of hope and joy and redemption. And that message is Jesus. The hope of Jesus, the joy of Jesus, the redemption that is found in no other name but Jesus. And Jesus is the reason we have gathered here today. We have met in this place to lift our praise, raise our voices, and worship God's most precious gift, His Son, Jesus Christ, who was born to bring us everlasting life. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him.
Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
Flight o'er all the earth, He who saved creation.
Christmas is a story of worship. It's a story of bowed heads and upraised hands as God's people awaited the coming Messiah. Christmas is a story of praise. It's a story of an angel, a young Nazarene girl, and a heavenly promise.
Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus.
And Mary responded in praise, worshiping God and saying,
My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
Does your soul glorify the Lord today?
Holy is his name.
Does your spirit rejoice in God our Savior?
Holy is his name.
The Mighty One has done great things. He has given us his Son, and his name is Jesus.
Holy, holy, holy is his name.
Virgin
with a heavenly word,
the name of a beautiful promise
for a fallen world.
You will give birth to a son, a child of the Most Holy One, and they will call him
Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. The one name will stand high above all the rest. Jesus, Jesus. There's only one name every tongue shall confess. Jesus, call his name Jesus.
That can save us.
No other name.
No other Lord can redeem us.
He's the only way.
For a child has been given for us.
A gift from the Father above.
And they will call him
Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. Though my name will stand high above all the rest. Jesus, Jesus. There's only one name every tongue shall confess. Jesus, call his name Jesus. Jesus, call his name Jesus. Salvation, healing, and grace.
In the name above all names,
call his name Jesus, call his name Jesus.
He will be a tower of strength for the righteous.
Tower of strength for the Jesus.
is born.
Hallelujah.
Let me hear you proclaim it. Jesus is born.
Hallelujah.
Say it again, for the earth shall shout.
Hallelujah. Jesus is born.
And the heavens reply.
Hallelujah. Jesus is born. Emmanuel has come. God is with us. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so Jesus entered our world, and with earthly power, not with earthly power or position, but in the simplicity of a manger, not with thunder and fanfares, but with the soft lullaby of a mother's and father's quiet smile. But on a hill over Bethlehem, it would not stay quiet for long. Shepherds and their families were awakened by a brilliant light and a joyous declaration.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
And suddenly a great company of angelic worshipers appeared, filling the skies with their praise, saying,
Glory to God in the highest.
And the shepherds ran to find the Savior that had been born for them in a manger. And there they knelt and offered the praise of their lips and the worship of their hearts.
Hallelujah, God is with us.
The shepherds would not be the only worshipers to kneel before the Christ child. Far beyond Bethlehem, in a distant land to the east, a brilliant star called three wise men on a journey to find the newborn king. The road was rough and dark, but they had an unwavering light to guide them. And when at last they found the one whose coming had been foretold, they bowed down and offered him gifts of riches and of praise. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him.
O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
There's a song in the air, there's a star in the sky, the silence is broken with a baby's low cry, and the star rains its power while the beautiful sing, for the manger in Bethlehem cradles a king.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory.
There's a thunderous joy. Oh, the wondrous birth.
Welcome our King.
Now the waiting is over. Here's the Lord of the earth.
Welcome our King.
The star rains fire. The beautiful sing. Praises from heaven to
welcome our King.
Praise can be explosive, like thunder, and fill the skies with the voices of 1,000 angels. Or they can be hushed and reverent, like a prayer, and sing their song within a listening heart. There was a righteous man in Jerusalem named Simeon. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. At the appropriate time, after his birth, when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple to present him to the Lord, Simeon took the baby in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the light of the people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel."
Child of hope, sleeping on a bed of hay, who would know that he was a king? Left his throne, willingly he humbly came. To a world he wanted to redeem. By a few who knew the promise had come true. Standing on a lonely hill, what a cost when his blood was shed to save the lost. He obeyed his Father's will. He proved his love with his final breath. But
Bethlehem's Emmanuel has all power in you.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. We come before you to offer our praises for the gift of your only Son. For Mary said,
"My soul glorifies the Lord."
And the angel said,
"I bring you good news of great joy. A Savior has been born to you."
And Simeon said,
"For my eyes have seen your salvation."
And all God's people said,
"Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest."
The name of the Lord.
Sing it with the angels.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Shout it from the temple.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Tell the nations of the world today, tomorrow, and forever.
Gloria in excelsis Deo. Glory to God in the highest.
Gloria. Glory to God, for Jesus is born. The voices of praise have echoed across the centuries. The song of the angels is also the carol on a local street corner. The words of the prophets are embossed on a family greeting card. The testimonies of Christmas are strong and enduring. More than 150 years ago in Cambridge, Massachusetts, a man woke up on Christmas Day in deep despair. It was 1864, the darkest days of the Civil War. He was a writer by trade, and not only had he recently lost his wife in a tragic accident, but now his oldest son, a lieutenant in the army, lay gravely wounded, fighting for his life. And then, as the first light began to dawn, the hope that Christmas promises each of us washed over him. And Henry Wadsworth Longfellow took his pen and began to write, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men."
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth,
peace on earth, goodwill to men. Jesus was born to bring us peace, a peace that surpasses understanding, not a peace absent of worldly conflict, but a peace within each heart. He would one day say, "Peace I give you," reminding us that though we will have trouble during our lives, he has overcome the world. Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Prince of Peace, our Emmanuel. And all of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. How we worship you, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, you alone are worthy of our praise.
God is with us.
The world was waiting, anticipating the coming of the King, the one who would fulfill the prophet's word. He left his splendor, born in a manger to rescue and redeem. Emmanuel, the hope of all the earth.
Dwell within us. He came.
We pray. O Heavenly Father, Creator and Holy God, thank you. Thank you for Christmas. Thank you for the manger. Thank you for the cross and the empty tomb and heaven's throne. Thank you for sending your Son into our dark and lost world so that through his death and resurrection, we can know your light. We can know your grace. And we can know your joy and peace and life everlasting. And for this, we give you all our praise, all our worship, and all our hearts today and forevermore. In the righteous, in the exalted, in the saving name of Jesus.
Amen.
Was
Jehovah, seated on the throne. Abba, Father, the well that overflows, the God who was and is and shall be.
Jesus.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
We'll give him all the glory. We'll give him all the glory.
We'll give him all the glory, Christ the Lord.
We'll praise his name forever. We'll praise his name forever.
We'll praise his name forever, Christ the Lord.
Down from his glory, ever living story, my God, my Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own a stranger, a man of sorrows, fears, and agony. Without reluctance, flesh and blood his substance, the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary, and now I know thou art the great I am.
Shining, it is the night of our tears.